Okay, so we can continue with our 10 vorts. This is part 4, 10 ideas on the Haggadah. Learning Shemim Tchosofur Shem of Abarach Tzvi Berivka Basya, Shalva Gabriela Bas, Shani Eliza, Pesuch Shar Chol Yisrael. Idea number 1, we are middle of darshaning the Pesukim of Magid. The Pesuk says, V'nitzak el Hashem Elokei Avoseinu V'yishma Hashem Asukolenu. We cried out to Kadosh Baruch when he heard our voices. So in the Haggadah, Meginzei HaMelech, which is the Imrach Kodesh of all the Rabbeinu HaKadoshim from the Bayis Abuchatzerah, he quote a vort from the Pesach HaOel, from the Teras Roshin Rabbeinu David, the first Rabbi David Abuchatzera. And he quotes the Medrash on Shir Shirim Rabbah and says that we know in Tzchus three things Klai Yisrael were redeemed. They were, because they didn't change their names, they didn't change their language, and they also when it came to immoral relations, they were very, very careful. Right? Usually the Medrash that we're always very used to seeing is the language, the names, and the clothes. But here, this Medrash talks about names, clothing, and very, very careful when it came to Kedusha things. Rabbi Goldberg actually pointed on Shabbos that actually that Medrash doesn't really appear anywhere, but it's really brought down by a different later Achronim. But nonetheless, says this Medrash three things: the names, the language, and also everyone was Kaddish. How do we see that in the pasuk? He says very clearly. He says Vanitzach El Hashem Elokei Avoseinu. That's mentioning your names. Vanitzach El Hashem Elokei Avoseinu. You calling out to Kaddish Baruch Hu the name of your forefathers. That's a remiss to not changing the names. Yishma Hashem as Kolenu. Hashem heard their call. What does that refer to? Their lashon, their call. And Vayaras Anyenu. He heard. And he saw, their anyenu. He saw their pain. He saw their separation from, at the end of the day, from the mitzvah, from everything that was going on earth. So he says that we see the remes from all these three things. Vanitzak al Hashem is the names. Ishma Hashem is kol is the kol. Ayaras anyenu. And he saw all their separation from the mitzvah to be able to do the right thing. Moving on to the second idea. The second idea comes to us from the Chiddush Harim. So the pasuk says, right, and there got to be great days. A lot of days went by, and their tefillos went up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, we know that finally the Melech Mitzrayim died. And Mesillas Yesharim has a famous idea why they only davened then, because Paro made us busy. He made us work so hard. We didn't even have time to even realize the daven. But once he died, then we had a day off. The lesson, maybe putting the phone away a little bit, to be able to daven. But the Chiddush Yesharim has a beautiful idea. He says, what does this mean? Vayehi achrei yamim rabim vayizaku. It should say Vayehi Bayamim Haim Bayzaku. What? A lot of days went by and they screamed down. So he says an amazing idea. He says that don't think for all those years that they weren't able to daven. Right? He kind of shtickle argues on the Mitzvah Sharm. Don't think that they didn't argue. They didn't daven during all those years. They were being worked. But what does it mean Bayamim Harabim Haim Bayzaku? It means that all the tefillos now from 210 years. What happened? If all the Tav Shavasim, they all went up to the Ribbono Shel. The tefillos that were kind of stuck in transit, they were kind of stuck because at the end of the day they weren't from the deepest place. Then right now it came from a place of Vayizaku, then with the Tav Shavasim. Then for all the 210 years the tefillos went up. Reminds me of a Torah from the Rosh Hashanah writes in one of his sfarim, the Ma'arizal, that one of the things we do before we enter Kabbalah Shabbos, we say the Mizmor LeDavid. If you look in Mizmor LeDavid, that paragraph of Tehillim, it says the Shem Hashem 18 times. So the Rizal explains, and Rav Shor explains so beautifully, that sometimes during the week there's certain Shmon Esrays that maybe we didn't daven the bet with the most kavana. And what happens when a person davens that paragraph Kabbal Shabbos right before entering Shabbos Kodesh? You're mala those Shmon Esrays. Maybe the Shmon Esrays they weren't so great. They're 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned 18 times there. You're able to bring up those tefillos. Says the Chiddush Harim, that's exactly what happened in Mitzrayim. There were a lot of tefillos then. But they needed one special tefillah. That was Vayizaku, Vatal, Shavasim, all the tefillahs, and went up. Moving on to the third idea, also staying within the Chiddush Harim. Chiddush Harim explains, V'oseisi ezchem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out from the sivlos Mitzrayim, from the pains of Mitzrayim. But he says, the Chiddush Harim has a beautiful idea, and my Rebbe, Rav Weinberger Shlita, quotes this. He says, what does sivlos also mean? Sivlos means to be patient with. V'oseisi ezchem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim means, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us from tolerating the Egyptian way. And he knows that the Jewish soul only wants to be able to do the right thing. The Jewish soul wants to do the Kaddish thing. And sometimes we have to tolerate, we have to do the wrong things because the Yitzhahara or because of the things surrounding us. But what does that mean? About Satan Mitachos Sivos Mitzrayim, in the Kadosh Baruch Hu said that I'm going to take you out for being solvulet. This is actually the same idea brought down from the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz, who was Yartzei, it was today as well. Rabbi Goldberg quoted it, and also in the name of Imre Chaim, to be solvul something, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take you out, that you could be rising, you could be shining, like a true Jew. Moving on to the fourth idea. Right, so the tefillos went up to Kadosh Baruch Hu because of the avoda. Says the Rebbe Reb Shmelk of Nicholsburg, the brother of the Baal Hafla, Pinchas Levi Horowitz. Reb Shmelk has this beautiful idea. Vatal shavasam alokim in avoda. Says it so beautifully. It says vatal shavasam alokim means that we were more worried about Kadosh Baruch Hu's pain than our pain. He says that's what it means. Vatal shavasam alokim. Our pain, our screams came out from El Elokim. On the Golas Hashchina. Min Havoda means more than the Havoda. Because at the end of the day, for a Jew to be able to see a Chodesh Baruch Hu in pain, a Chodesh Baruch Hu Shechina in Golas, that gives us the most pain. Now reminded me of the idea of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says, and we say in Perichav, in Tehillim, Hashem Yimalei Kol Mesh HaLasecha, Chodesh Baruch Hu should fulfill all our requests. Baal Shem Tov says that homiletically, Hashem Yimalei Kol Mesh HaLasecha, that all our requests should be Hashem Yimalei. That all of our requests should be that Chodesh Baruch Hu's name should be full. Chodesh Baruch Hu's name should be full. And at the end of the day, that's what it means. Vatal shavas malokim min avoda. That our cries were more for the Golas Hashchina, much more for than our physical and our spiritual pain. You're crying out for also for Chodesh Baruch Hu. Moving on to the fifth idea. The fifth idea is in the Maral Diskin. The Maral Shirley of Diskin. So it says the pasuk says Vavarti be'eret pesayim b'layla hazeh. Right on Evil Malach, Evil Tzav, Chodesh Baruch Hu b'chodav atzma. Chodesh Baruch Hu came himself and struck down every firstborn. So says the Maral Diskin. You have to understand, what's the Lashon Va'avarti? What's going on? Then I passed over. Berega Echad. He says that, you know, at the end of the day, whatever city you're in, Chatzos happens to be in a different place. In different places within a city, it could be a different time. Sherega Chatzos, Halom Mishana Ba'olam Yimalkom L'malkom. It changed from every single place. But Chodesh Baruch Hu knew the exact time in every single house. Benukudas HaChatzos Shalom Mamash. And that's what it means, Va'avarti Be'eretz Pesach B'layla Hazeh. That every house might have had chazos in a different second, but what does it mean va'avarti? That every single house got it at the right at their chazos. Every single one got their patch at the right time. Staying on this pasuk, va'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu passed over Mitzrayim on this night. The Chozah of them, the sixth idea says, he quotes the Yenei Shatov, quotes the Chozah, who says the Medrash tells us that the Baal Kitcher goes out. When Kadosh Baruch Hu was passing over the Jewish homes, and he said, the Medrash says, "Alola dozara v'alola vodozara." They serve vodozara and they serve vodozara. Why do you deserve? Why does Klai Yisrael deserve to be able to be redeemed? So what does this mean? Va'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. Avarti says the Chozah of Lublin, Kadosh Baruch Hu passed over. What does it mean? He closed off his eyes to what the Satan was saying. Va'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim means that he closed off his eyes because at the end of the day they had a good taina. And then there we know the Medrash says that Kadosh Baruch Hu still had a havmina to wipe us out at Yamsuf. But what does this mean? Va'avarti, avarti is lashon halama, v'astaras ayin. The Kadosh Baruch Hu closed off his eyes, be able to hear what he was saying, and then he redeemed and passed over the Jewish homes, which we're actually going to talk about a little later in the fifth part. Moving on to idea number seven. Idea number seven happens to be one of my most favorite divrei Torah. It comes from the Noam Leimach, right? We start mentioning now Kriyas Yamsuf by all the things. We know that the lashonos of the psukim over there, it says halchol biyavasha b'sachayam and v'nei yisrael choyayam b'sachay abasha. So the Noam Leimach and the Likutei Shoshana says such a beautiful insight. He says sometimes in our lives we have yamsuf moments, very inspiring moments. You have an ilah, could be a birth, could be a Shabbos, it could be a Purim, and then sometimes we have the abasha moments. We have the Monday afternoon, the Wednesday night, here and there. We have it's a hard. Maybe sometimes when we're having a hard day at work, says the Rebbe Ramaylich. It's a Jew's job, a tzaddik's job, is to be able to realize that even in the yabasha times, that's mamash yam. The seed when you're having a dry moment in your life, think about those kriyas yamsuf times. Think about those times where you saw the romos of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that'll help you get through the yabasha times. So v'zeu hafach yam yabasha tzaddik hanisim nifos hanem bayam huro bayabasha lasher holech tamen brusa keli spor gizbisbar shemo. Find the Rebbeinu Shalom also in the dry times. Don't only see the Rebbeinu Shalom when everything's going well. Also find the Kadosh Baruch Hu also when things aren't going well. And this is actually the eighth idea that I thought about from Rebbe of Kamarna. Right? You ever think about it, why Kadosh Baruch Hu answers Klal Yisrael at Kriyas Yamsuf? He tells them to go on, finish, just move on, and it's going to be okay, just move on. Right? We're davening at Yamsuf, and Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us just to be able to go. What's going on over here? Says the Rebbe of Kamarna, the Kamarna Rebbe, says that sometimes in life, tefillah is very important, but tefillah can only get you to a certain level. What can get you to the next level that tefillah can't reach? It's the koyach of amun, it's the koyach of belief. Rabbi Leibel Eger talks about this a lot. We talked about this a few weeks ago. The Koyach of Emunah has a lashon. Rabbi Chimech of Zlatcho says, "Vahi oimen es hadasa." When a person has Emunah, has faith, you're literally changing the result. You're bringing down. It's a pipeline. It's a pipeline of schar. And that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe and the Jews. Why are you davening to me? Lamad sa titzake, like, just go. And when you have that mover of the Nachshubani Munadov, that'll bring tremendous results. Moving on to idea number nine. So number nine, we have the famous machlokas between all the Tanaim over here, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Then we have Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva. And how many machlokas each one of the Mitzrayim actually got? You ever think about what's so important? How many they actually got in Mitzrayim? Why are they all arguing on this whole Indian? Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Akiva. So the Vilna Gaon, I saw in this Patina Mishulchan Agra, and I also saw in the Yenu Shal Tatara Hagada, he asked this question. He says, what's so important? They have to argue on how many machlokas? Such a beautiful insight. He says, excuse me, the pasuk says in Shemos Tezvav Chavav, Kol HaMachla Shesamti B'Mitzrayim Lo Asim Alecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, all the sicknesses that I'm going to bring upon Mitzrayim, I will not bring upon you. Says the Gra. Kadosh Baruch Hu saying that all the sicknesses that I'm going to bring upon Mitzrayim, I'm not going to bring upon you. So it's actually a tefillah from the Rabbeinu. The tefillah from all Rabbi Yossi Glili, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Kiva. That all the macho should be go up and up and up, because the more the mitzvah get, the less the Jews are going to get. Right? Kol macha shatanti mitzvah, lo asim alecha. Says the grub, the Vilna Gaon, a beautiful insight. But they want to know why they argue so much. They argue so much because, at the end of the day, they wanted to see the more the mitzvah get, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it himself, the more the mitzvah get, the less the Jews will get. And finally, tenth and final idea, this is part four of our 10 short Hagadavorts. We say the beginning of Dayenu, Kama Milos Tovas Lamakam Alenu. How many great virtues, how many great milas, great things to be able to be thankful to Lamakam Alenu. So the Kedushas Levi actually picks up on this lashon of Lamakam Alenu to HaKadosh Baruch upon us. It should say Mea Makam from HaKadosh Baruch. Why does it say to Lamakam Alenu? Kama Milos Tovas Lamakam to HaKadosh Baruch. So he says a great idea. He says when HaKadosh Baruch does his Toivos, he's our father. When a father does good things for his children, he also gets schar. He also gets pleasure. So that's what means kama malas tovas lemakom aleinu. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu did all these things for us, it wasn't only just for us. He was also doing it for himself. Because when a father does something good for his children, the father also gets tremendous, tremendous joy as well. Let's just review these 10 ideas. We start off with the idea from the Pesach HaOil, the first Rabbi David al Bechutzeira, that says Vanitzach Hashem Elokei Avaseinu Vayishma Hashem Askolinu Vayar Sanyinu. Each one of those things refer to the three things that we didn't change, the Shemos, the Lashonos, and also we protect ourselves from the Erva and Mitzrayim. The second idea says, the Tfilos Vayizaku. What does it mean that we didn't daven for 210 years? No, it means that for 200 years we did daven, but we needed one daven to be able to push in all the rest of the Tfilos. And that's the Vort, that Rizal, the Rav Shor writes, that the Mizma Ladava we say right before the Chadodi every Shabbos, most Shabbos, and probably not this Shabbos, unless you daven Nusach Sfard. It pushes up all the Shemona Esrei that got stuck in the middle, and then that paragraph of the 18 Yudkei Vavkei pushes up all the Shemona Esrei. The third idea of the Chidush Sharim, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes us out not just from the pains of Mitzrayim, but also from being soivel, that we have to deal with it, and dealing with the galus. The fourth idea of Shmuel of Nicholsburg says the Taval Shavasim Elokim in Avoda, that all our cries were more for the Elokim, more than their physical pain. We saw Kadosh Baruch Hu in galus, now that hurt us much more than our own physical pain. The fifth idea of the Maral Diskin, what's his Lashon of Avarti? Because for any human per person, no one would know the exact Chatzos in every single place. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Melech and Lachim. He knew that Chatzos in every single house. And he Davka, it says Vavarti, because in every single second, in every single home, in their house, it was Davka Chatzos. Chos of Lin says Vavarti, Be'er Shasarim, is actually referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu's answer back to the Mit, to the Mekatrik, to the Satan, who said they both serve Avodah Zarah. So Vavarti means that he passed over, meaning he closed his eyes, and he pretended not to see that, and he saw that there was going to be a greater thing there, Dan Pesach, Dan Milo. The seventh idea and the eighth idea really focuses on the Amun of Klal Yisrael. Tomei Lamelech says, V'nei Yisrael chubach ha'yo b'shah b'soch ha'yom, even when a Jew is going to Yavasha times, a person has to remember the Yam times, and that'll make the Yavasha times so great to see the greatness of Kadosh Baruch Hu also in the dry times. The Rebbe of Kamara says, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu tell them just to go, not to daven? The Jews in trouble, they daven. The Rebbe Kamara says, sometimes tefillah can only reach a certain point, but Emunah reaches a higher point. The ninth idea, the Gra says, why did Rabbi Yossi Agli, Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Kiva arguing how many makas they got? But it's so simple. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, whatever I give to Mitzrayim, I'm not going to give to you. So of course they're arguing. The more in the Mitzrayim we get, the less we're going to get. And Kama Malas Tavis Lemakam Alena. Why does it say Lemakam says the Kiddush is Levi? Because the Kiddush Baruch Hu wasn't only just helping us, it was also helping himself. When a father does good, something good for his children, he also gets an awish. Vizokha Mir Tashem, be able to live with these messages of Tfilo, live with the messages of Amuna, live with the message of caring, also for Kiddush Baruch Hu's sake, Kiddush Baruch Hu's pain, living with these messages of Amuna. And Dafka Be'ez Hashem, Bizoche, Mitzvah, to have a beautiful, beautiful Yom Tov, a Pesach, together in Yerushalayim, Yerkodesh, Tav Shanayim, Chas Shchoich.